In the middle of describing the laws of Bikurim, of the Vidu, called the Vidu Maestras. Every there's a cycle. We learn on Monday. There's a cycle of the first year, the second year, the third year. The first year is Truma, and after Truma there is Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. In year number two there is Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Year number three there is Maaser Rishon, and then there is Maaser Oni, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni. That's what happens. That's what happens in year three. After the 3 years are over, before Pesach of the fourth year, a person has an obligation to go to the Beis HaMikdash and recite what's called Vidui Maestras, to confess or to acknowledge that you have given all of the obligations. And we are in the middle of the Pesukim that are giving us the text that must be said when one basically acknowledges that he's given to the Kohen all of the Vidui Maestras. And what does he say? He says, L'chalti v'oni mimenu, I did not eat the Maaser when I was in a state of Oni. What does it mean, Oni? It means in Aninos, we'll see that in a moment, mimenu. L'viarti mimenu be'tome, I did not separate when I was tome. I did not separate. When I was Tomei, Volonasati Mimenu Lemes, I did not give from my Maaser to the dead. It's almost like a dead person's walking around and he knocks on your door, can I please have some food? I didn't do that. We'll see what it means. Shamati, I listened, B'chol Hashem B'lokai, I listened to the voice of Hashem my God. Asisa, I've done, K'chol Asher Tzivitzani, I've done everything you Hashem asked from me. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Gidal, it says as follows. Le'chalti v'oini mimenu mikan she'osur le'oinein. From here we learn the halacha that a person who is an onin is not allowed to eat maaser. Is not allowed to eat maaser. Now, what is an onin? Onin is from the moment when a relative dies until the relative is buried. That's the period called aninos, and that's not to be confused with avelus. Avelus is after the person is buried and for the next 7 days. Mixas hayam v'kuloi. But from the time the person dies until the person is buried, that's the moment of time called aninos. And here the pasuk is teaching us that maaser may not be eaten, maaser rishon, maaser sheni, may not be eaten. Well, maaser rishon is from, let's say, the maaser sheni, at least the maaser sheni that goes to Yerushalayim, because the maaser rishon, the Yisrael, he gives it to the Levi. It's not in his possession anymore. But the maaser Sheni, he's supposed to take up to Yerushalayim, and if in Yerushalayim, for whatever reason, a relative dies, one of the seven relatives, until from the moment when the relative died until the relative is buried, one is not allowed to eat the Maaser Sheni when one is in a state of aninus. And then it says, I did not give bitamei, Rashi lo yarti mendu bitamei, so Rashi says, Bein shani tamei v'hu tahar, whether I am tamei v'hu tahar, and the food, this copy didn't come out so well, I apologize, it's not so clear, this copy. But in Bain Shani Tamei V'Huta, whether I am Tamei and the food is Tahar, Bain or Bain Shani Tahar V'Huta, let's say I am Tahar and the Maaser is Tamei, I did not eat Maaser Sheni when either I or the food is Tamei. V'Heichon Huzar Al Kach, where is there in the Torah a warning that one minute, this lo sucha lechol b'sharecha, zu achilas tama. So the answer is because it says this in Pasuk in Perek Yubeis in Parashas Re'eh, where it describes also more of the laws of Maaser. It says you're not permitted to eat from it in your gates, and the word b'sharecha is an allusion to eating Maaser in a situation, in a state of ritual contamination. Because since it uses this exact same term of Bisharecha Techlenu, telling you that there are certain things that you are allowed to eat when you are Tameh, and it says the word Bishar, it says the word Bisharecha regarding Maaser, we make a Gzeir Shava. The teacher, the word Bisharecha is a code word for Tuma. So the Pasuk here is teaching, he is telling you that I know the Halacha, I'm not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni when I am Tameh, and I did not do so. Like it says by the Psulim of Goshen, that's where a carbon animal gets a blemish and you redeem it. And the animal, when it is redeemed, it is permitted to eat the animal when the person is Tameh or the animal is Tameh. And there the term is Bisharecha Techlenu Hatan Vahatar. Avul ze, loisucha lechel derech achila sharecha chomu b'mokimachet. This you may not do so. Not ma'is hasheni. Loimisati mimenu lemeis. What does that mean? Lasos loi'oron v'tachrichin. I did not take the money of ma'is hasheni and use the money to purchase a coffin or to purchase clothing for the dead person. Shamati b'dor Hashem Elokai hevi oisiv lebeis ha'bechira. I listened, I brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. Asi se'ardem k'chol asher tzivisoni. Somachti, I have rejoiced, v'simachti bo, I have caused other people to rejoice. When a person goes to Yerushalayim with Ma'is Hasheni, what does he do with the Ma'is Hasheni? He gives it to poor people. He gives it to people, anyone who wants to. And Chazal said, I think the people were supported, they were koilim. Adopt a koilo. Don't you see all over those signs, adopt a koilo? Adopt a koilo, what do they do in ancient times to adopt a koilo? You go to Yerushalayim, with all of your Ma'is Hasheni, and the person cannot possibly eat all of the Ma'is Hasheni himself in Yerushalayim, and he doesn't want to stay around very long. He has to, wants to get back to America for business, or you know, it's only in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't it? He wants to get back home to the other parts of Eretz Yisrael. So what does he do? He drops off all of the Ma'is Hasheni in a yeshiva, and he says, here, take it. You'll have food to eat for the whole Zman. Or, you know, they redeem it. Here's money. And use the money to buy food. So he basically, he causes other people to rejoice in the Ma'is Hasheni. So this is Rashi. So let's chazir over the Pasuk. Over here, we're in the parish of the Vidui. And the Vidui over here says over here two things. Number one is, many things. Number one is, when it comes to Ma'is Hasheni, lo yachalti ve'oni mimenu, I did not eat Ma'is Hasheni when I was in a situation between the death of a relative and the burial of a relative. Number two, v'loi vi'arti mimenu b'tomei, I did not eat it when I was tomei, meaning I did not eat it when either I was tomei or it was tomei. V'lo nasati mimenu l'meis, I did not use the ma'is hasheni by converting it into cash and using the money to purchase a coffin or tachrichin. Shamati b'kol Hashem Elokai, I listened. I took the Ma'is Hasheni, I brought it to Yerushalayim. Asisi, I have done k'chol asher tzivisani. I have done everything that you told me to do, which here refers to, I have rejoiced. I have rejoiced in fulfilling this mitzvah, and I've used this mitzvah, this opportunity, to cause other people to rejoice. Now let's see what it says in the Targum. Targum on the previous page says Lo achalis be'evli mine. And that is very interesting, because the Targum does not say the word aninus. The Targum says the word avelos. Okay, we'll come back to that in a moment. And then it says, v'loi chalifis mine bim so'ef. Now, chalifis means, we have to see in a moment, I did not exchange. That's not what Rashi said. Rashi says, v'arti mimenu b'tamei, I did not eat it, either when I was tamei, or it was tamei. And that's now the Targum that did not exchange it in a state of tumah. So we'll come back to that in a moment. Next, v'lo yehavis mine lemis, I did not give from it to a dead body. Okay, he doesn't really explain much what that means. Kabelis lememra ta Hashem eloki, I have accepted. Okay, asisi means I have, he translates this to mean I have accepted the words of Hashem. Avadis k'chol defakid toni, I have done everything that you commanded me. I have done all of your commandments. Okay, so now what is over here really going on over here? Let's see over here what it says over here in the Ma'atzar. We give some more of an explanation of what's really going on over here in this pasuk. So the bottom, so it says over here first, on the bottom of the page, let's try be'evli. So the Targum says, v'chein, likewise, perish Chazal. They say, v'chein kosev ha'ibn Ezra, v'tam oni kmo evli, ki im ha'isi ovel lo ha'chalta ha'maisa, v'nira sh'oini perush ha'tza'ari, v'targum l'fi kavana. V'ein ha'kavana l'chol shiva, yimei aveilus, el l'zman ho'aninus. Ayin Rambam. Shaninus v'avilus b'loshon ha'Torah shein echad l'ha. V'yatam k'mal shekosav Ramban, like the Ramban says, okay, Ramban says, she'ikar avelus min haTorah ein elo einoi elo bi'i dunin. Okay, the ikar avelus min haTorah ein elo bi'i dun. I do not know what that means. Okay, when the loy also elo b'dvarim shel simcha, karule, it's called aninus. Since a person is not also elo b'dvarim joy, so therefore we call it aninus. Aninus u'midraban ha'siv l'hachmer al ha'evel. Ulchein cholkoi l'shtei shemois aninus v'avelos. Okay, so we're saying over here quite a bit. Over here, the Ma'atzari is introducing a lot of ideas. Number one, he's telling us that, in his opinion, I'm not so sure. We have to necessarily agree with what he says. We have to do our own research. But the Ma'atzari, this commentator, he's saying that the Unkelus is not coming to disagree with Rashi. They're not disagreeing. Rashi said on the previous page that the words of Rashi was Mikan she'osur le'onein. Onkelus said le'ovel. An ovel. Lo'yachalti be'evli. Now, are these two the same words? Are they the same concept? Not necessarily. In our language, in our halacha, there's a time period called aninus, and there was a time period called Avelus. Aninus, as we mentioned, from the time when the person dies until he's buried. Avelus is after he is buried until for the next 7 days. And there are very different laws. The time of Aninus, a person is exempt from every single mitzvah. A person does not make a bracha when he eats food. A person does not wear tefillin, does not wear nothing. There is no mitzvahs. A person is potter from all, not on Shabbos, during the week, all the mitzvahs are positive mitzvahs. The positive mitzvahs, there are no mitzvahs. Why are there no mitzvahs? Because the reason why is because the person has a duty to bury the dead, and the person has other obligations. Oh, I have to go down shachas. I have to go put on tzitzis. I have to go put on tefillah. I have all of these other obligations. The person is never going to get around to burying the dead, and we do not want that. We want a person to be focused and to bury the dead, and not waste time. So we do not, we took away from this person all of the mitzvahs. The only thing he should be doing is focusing on burying the dead. So there's no mitzvah of during Aninus, but after Aninus is over, and now it's the 7 days of Avelus, he's chayiving all of the mitzvahs. So the question over here is, when it says over here that the person did not eat from it, ba'ini, what does that mean? He did not eat Ma'is Sheni when he was in the state of Aninus. Does that mean only when he is in Aninus, but after Aninus he's permitted during Avelus? Or does it mean that he's not allowed to eat? That he's not allowed to eat from it even during Avelus? So if you would ask me, you would just read the words on a very similar level, you would say, you would suggest Rashi and Unkelus disagree. Rashi says the only time an Avel is not allowed to, the only time Ma'is Sheni may not be eaten is only from the time of death until the time of burial. But after burial, then Ma'is HaSheni can be eaten. And according to Unkelus disagrees. And it says, Ovel means not only during the time of Aninus, even during the time of Avelus. Okay, that's what it would seem to be. However, he tries to quote from the Rambam, that he seems to be saying that there's no one that says that Ma'is HaSheni cannot be eaten during Avelus. And therefore, we have to assume that Unkelus in this particular instance is not coming to disagree with Rashi. They both are in full agreement. And when Unkelus used the word Avelus, it's just another way of referring to the time of Aninus. Is that correct? Maybe not. And then in the process, the Ma'atzari also throws out the idea that an Avelus doesn't really mean a time of halachic mourning. It means a time when a person is upset. If you're watching the World Series and your team loses the World Series and you're miserable, you're in a miserable mood, that's not a time to eat Ma'is HaSheni. Ma'is HaSheni has to be eaten in a time of joy. Okay, these are the ideas that he's throwing around over here. I'll read the word inside because a lot of very, very you know, a lot of very nice ideas that he brings out over here. I'll read it one more time. Be'evli. Evli means what? It means the morning. Chayim Peresh Chazal. Chayim Kos Avim Ben Ezra. V'tam Ein Oini Hu Kumo Evli. Oini is Evli. Ki Im Chayisi Ovel. This person is confessing. He's making a statement. If I was an Ovel, Lo Yechalti HaMaiser. V'nira She'oini Perusha Tzar. Now he says a new idea. That Oini means my pain. My tsar. Which tsar is this? The tearing of Yakavana. Now the Ein Akavana L'chol Shavim, it doesn't mean all 7 days. Ela L'zman Hu'aninus. Can he go to the Rambam? Okay, that's it. Sha'aninus V'avelus B'loshim HaTorah Shein Echad Lohem. They're interchangeable. V'atam K'mash Chos Ramban Sh'ik Ravelus V'natorah Ein Elim Ela Ela B'idunin. Now I do not know what that word is, but it seems that the Ikra V'natorah, the only time of Avelus Minatayra is from the time of death until the time of burial. So therefore, he's coming to explain that this sort of person is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni at a time of mourning, since the Pasuk is a biblical Pasuk, it can only be describing the biblical time of mourning. When is a person mourning Min HaTayra? Only from the time of death until the time of burial. The cave and the also elevated Ram Shoshal Simcha. Karele Anim is because the person is only forbidden in Simcha, in matters of Simcha. We call it Aninus. Okay, we call that. Then it goes on to say, okay, we also elevated Ram Shoshal Simcha, Karele Aninus. Okay, and during that time, it's only Aninus and Abundi added the other 7 days. Okay, fine. That concludes this. Now let's go to the next topic. Next topic is. It says, I did not be'arti mimenu be'tame. So Rashi learned, does this mean, I did not eat it when I was tame, or it was tame. However, Unkela says, v'loi chalifas mine bim so'ef, v'loi hechelafti mimenu be'tame tzorchin, eich lekarev targum zel loshna mikra. It says, v'loi be'arti. Be'arti means to consume. Literally means to destroy. And here the Targum does not say that. He says, I did not exchange it. We know that the halacha, when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, if it's too heavy, too difficult to actually carry the grain to Yerushalayim, then what you do is, you can exchange it onto money. So it seems here he's saying that I did not make the exchange when I was Tameh or the food was Tameh. We'll learn more specifically when the food is Tameh. If Ma'aser Sheni becomes Tamei, the halacha is, it has to be destroyed. It has to be burnt. So what is going on over here? First of all, the word in general is a very strange word, bi'arti. Bi'arti means to burn. And Rashi says that when it says bi'arti, it means to eat. And the Targum says bi'arti means to exchange. Now let's just see this over here. It's asked to exchange it, even to the tar. Now, in other words, there's bartering. He's saying over here, there's another problem. And that is the word machalif means you exchange one item for a different item. When you exchange something for money, it's called pidyon. So that is permitted. The Torah says, "Tzarta kesav yotcha." You can go and you can take the money as you go all the way up. Over here, it says chalifa. Ze chalifasi, ze temurasi, ze ha'amaman yelech letztaka. Chalifa means to exchange one item for another item. But that's never permitted. So we have over here a lot of problems with this targum, who says the word chalipin. So what then does this mean? It means shafilu kishamayis ochayutame v'nimna menu melaachloi lo hechlifoi b'davar acher. So he's saying here what it means has to mean is even when the maaser is tame, and I did not eat it, I did not exchange it for something else. Okay, I'm not sure with all the contents, but he's saying over here is according to the Targum, over here, Maiser's Tameh. What are you supposed to do when it's Tameh? When the Maiser is Tameh, you're supposed to burn it. Be'arti. That's what really you're supposed to do when the Maiser is Tameh. And this person says, why should I burn it? What a chaval. So you know what, let me go and let me exchange it. Okay, it's not really answering the question. I don't know the answer. The question is more difficult than the answer. Maybe we'll see a little further. Next. It is staki. What did I do with it? It says, what I did with it was, kabilis kuchol, that's the next one, that's the next pasuk. It doesn't say anything more. Okay, that's it, that's the whole pasuk. It does not say anything more. So lamaskana, what have we learned in this pasuk? We learned in this pasuk, let's take away two concepts. Concept number one is, there is aninus and avelus. And there appears to be a face value in machlekes Rashi and ungulus, which is hard to really say it's true, because the minat Torah, the only real mourning is the time from death until burial, which is called aninus. So therefore, most want to say that when the Targum says avelus, really means aninus. But we also introduce the concept that aninus really doesn't mean either. Aninus really means a moment of tsar. If you have a bad day at work, person has had a fight with someone, person, you know, his dinner was burnt, he's just not in a good mood, then the pasuk seems to be saying he did not eat the ma'is hasheni, because the ma'is hasheni has to be eaten b'simcha. Okay, then we had another idea. The other idea is lebi'arti mimenu b'tamei rachis, I did not eat when I was tamei. It was tamei. Uncle says something very unique. I did not make an exchange when it was tamei. What does that mean? The answer is, it's forbidden to make an exchange even when it's tahar. And we're not discussing making exchanges here. So the answer has to be, he's not leaving the answer, just saying over here is the tiger ones, the fish over here is that when the miser becomes tahar, it has to be burnt. And I did not go try to dispose of it by exchanging it onto another food item, which you're not allowed to do. Okay, let's go further. Now we come to a very beautiful pasuk. This pasuk is one of the classics. Classic pasuk in Tanakh, Hashkifa. Now that we make this statement that everything is supposed to, the person says to Hashem, Hashem, I did mine, you do yours. Hashkifa, you Hashem, you look down. Hashkafa. Hashkafa means you're standing high and you're looking down. Mimoin kod shecha. The word moin means your abode, your heavenly dwelling. We say shehasimcha. We make a sheva brachas. We make the bracha. Shasimcha b'me'oinai. The joy is in Hashem's abode. So the word ma'on is a place where Hashem goes when He is b'simcha. So may you Hashem enter into this makoyim in Shemayim called the ma'on, and may you sit down, and may you look down upon us. So you will be in a good frame of mind, in a happy frame of mind. May you look down, min hashamayim, from the heavens. Now what does that mean exactly? If Hashem is in the ma'on, He is already in shamayim. So why is there a ma'on and shamayim? I don't know, we'll have to see. Uvareches amcha, may you bless your people, es Yisrael, v'eischa adama, not only the people of the earth, asher nosat alanu, kasher nishpat ala avoseinu, as you promised our forefathers, Eretz Len Zavas that flows with Cholav Drash, with milk and honey. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Hashkifa Mimoin Kachcha Sinu Mashe Gazarta Aleinu. We have done what you have decreed upon us. It's a very unusual word. The word Shagazarta is a harsh word. It sounds like the punishment. We have done what you have punished us. Is that what it seems to say? Mashe Gazarta Aleinu. It's a very strange word. And therefore now, Asinu Masha Gazarta Leinu, Asay Ata, you do now Masha Alechal Asayis, what you are obligated to do. Shamarta, what did you say Hashem? Em Bechukosai Teilechu, Vinosati Gish Mechem Beitam. If you do, you go my mitzvos, I will deliver the rain in the proper time. Now, Asher Nasata Lanu, like what you, Asher, the land, you bless the land, Asher Nasata Lanu, you have given to us, Kasher Nishpata La'avasim, as you promised our forefathers, Lo Seis Lanu, you promised our forefathers that you would give us this land, V'kiyamta, you fulfilled, Ered Zovas Choladvash, and you have fulfilled your promises by giving us a land that flows with milk and honey. What kind of milk? Cholav Yishon. JJ milk. And honey, bee honey or date honey? Dip the apple in the honey. What kind of honey do you use? When you dip the apple in the honey, do you use bee honey or do you dip it in date honey? Do you even sell date honey? Is it available? I know I don't go down the aisle in the supermarket. There's certain aisles in the supermarket I don't go down. That aisle where they sell honey, I don't go down that aisle. What kind of honey? I don't know. I don't know what kind of honey. Maybe it's, I think Stam Dvash in Torah is, the Rashi says, is Dvash Timorim. Honey of dates. Date honey, not honey, not honey of bees. Okay, so therefore it's a little, the flow of milk, and let's see over here it says in the Targum. Some illumination. Over here it says, Hashem should look down. Istaki. Kavonis Rashi, Re'iyah is to look, Mishorash Shecho. Blush Nakosov. That's the only sense of it. It's an amazing, such a beautiful pasuk. We have very little commentary on this pasuk over here. Hashem should look down. Okay, I think, okay, that's it. I mean, there's a chazal. Chazal said that every time it says the word hashkifa, it usually means, or always means, a looking of ra. Hashem is looking down upon man because he's upset. And he's looking to find faults and to bring punishment. This is the exception. Now, what's very interesting about that idea, it's a little off topic over here, is because here it says the word gezerah. Gezerah almost always means evil. It means a harsh decree. So here, hashkiv mimon kashchasin ma asin we have done, ma shegozarto oleinu. So I'm suggesting that these two words are shirach. Because Chazal say every hashkaf in the Torah is evil, a looking for trouble. You're looking to make trouble. And the word shegozarta is a gezerah. So, asinu we have done mashegozarta oleinu. Aseata mashalach lasa, shamarta in bichgosai teilechu v'nasati gishmechem bi'itam. There's something very deep here. I don't know, also it's quoting from the Teichacha. He's quoting from the Teichacha of this, the beginning of the, this, the good part, it's not the Teichacha yet, in bichgosai teilechu. Okay, so this is something which really needs more explanation. I have an idea. Maybe we'll do it on Friday. We'll go on Friday. I have an idea of what this Rashi really means to say, but not for now. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk. Okay, the next pasuk is Shlishi Hayoim Hazeh. Today, Hayoim. Hashem Elokecha, you know, in Yeshiva, the people put invitations for their wedding. You know, they write, you know, you should take this as a personal invitation. Really, you put up an invitation on the wall and you tell someone, take this invitation on the wall as a personal invitation to come to my wedding. Ridiculous. How could putting up an invitation on the wall be called a personal invitation? It's ridiculous. People do this all the time, every shoot. And then you know what happens next? The day of the wedding, someone writes on the invitation the word Hayoim, and they circle it. Don't forget, today is my wedding, and take this as a personal invitation to my wedding. Hayoim hazeh, Hashem olkecha mitzavcha la'asayis es ha'chokim mo'ila, these commandments, the es ha'mishpotim, and the laws, v'shamarta, v'yosis o'isam, you shall guard and you shall do them, v'chol levavacha, v'chol nafshecha, all of your heart and all of your soul. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, Rashi pasuk tes, Rashi pasuk tezayin. Ha'ayoyim azeh shalucha mitzavacha, v'chol yom yubei nech chadosh. It's a beautiful Rashi. Famous Rashi. What do you mean ha'ayoyim azeh? Every single day of your life, you beinecha, shlin your eyes, beinecha chadoshim, as if it's the first day. Ki'ilu bo b'yom nitztaveisa aleim. Today is the day you've been commanded. In other words, the excitement of the first day of school, the excitement of the first day of anything that you do, and every single day should have that excitement. V'shamarta v'yosis o'isam baskal mivarachtoi. There's a call that comes out of the heaven. Hevesa Bikurim Hayoim Tishne Tishne Lishona Haba. Now he's going to go back on Bikurim. Why is he going back on Bikurim? Bikurim was the beginning of the parasha, and we just went now and we did now the Vidui Meiser. The Vidui of Meiser. Why in the world is Rashi going back now to Bikurim? I don't know. But he's saying over here there was a basel which came out and said, you people need to be, you did a good job. Good work, people. You brought Bikurim today, may you merit next year again. Tishne. Tishne means may you repeat this service, Lashono Habo'ah. Those words obviously very deep. What do you mean? I do not know. Let's see what it says in the Targum. Targum Pasuk says, Ha'ayoyim hazeh, Hashem alokecha, Mitzavcha la'asai, so the word of Targum Pasuk, Tezayin, Yoyim ha'dein, this day, Hashem elokach mifakdoch, has commanded you, l'mevad, yos, to do, l'mevad, to do, yos ki yomach, ilein. The word kiyomai means the chukim. Okay, we have it many times. The word chukim is always translated by the time of the word kiyomaya. Harlein v'yos di naya and the laws v'sitar you shall guard v'saved yosan v'chol ibachol v'chol v'chol nafshachol v'chol v'yisol. Okay, it sounds pretty straightforward. Now let's see what it says in the Atzari. In the Atzari, it says, No, there's nothing, no parish here. Next pasuk. Okay, we'll do another one pasuk. Pasuk. Es, now this is a big pasuk. This is a big topic, this pasuk. Es Hashem he'emarto hayoim. What does that word mean? So Rashi is going to give us many interpretations. Hashem has he'emarto has elevated you. Okay, we're going to translate loosely elevated hayoim today. Liyos l'chol l'elokim, he will be your God. V'lelech hemar t'hayon, you have designated today Hashem. Liyos l'chol l'elokim, v'lelech es b'duchav from his ways, v'lishma t'gard chukav v'mishmatav, v'lishma b'kolay. Let's do the next pasuk. V'Hashem hemircho hayon. And Hashem has elevated you today, liyos l'chol l'am, s'gulam k'asher diber aloch, v'lishma t'gard kol mitzvah. So in other words, there is like a bris. Okay, in the morning we spend a lot of time learning about this. In the morning we discussed that the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael is a bris. And Pasuk mentions this. And we've struggled to find a source in the Torah. Where does it ever say that there is a bris? A bris is usually a two-way street. And this is it. This is one of the sources that the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael is called a bris. It's a two-way relationship. We do this and you do that. There is an agreement, treaty, covenant. What's the bris? Here it is. Hashem, we have committed ourselves to elevate Hashem, that he shall be our God, to go in his ways and to guard his laws and his commandments and to listen to him. What is this flip side? V'Hashem hemir chayim, he has committed himself to elevate you, that you will be his am sigula. As he spoke to us and promised, and kasher diber loch, hemir chayim liyos al am sigula v'kasher diber loch. Now this is very strange. This part of the pasuk is very strange. The lishmar to guard kol mitzvah. This is really, really heavy duty stuff. According to the basic civil translation, it sounds like Hashem has mitzvahs. Hashem has his own Bible. Who gave him that Bible? We wrote the book. We observe Hashem's Bible, and Hashem observes his Bible. Hashem wrote the Bible that we observe, and we wrote the Bible that he has to observe. That's what it says. I'm not making this up. You can't make up this stuff. Hashem has Hemir Chayim has elevated you today, and Hashem has committed himself to guard all of his commandments. What? Hashem has commandments. What kind of commandments? Hashem, he made the keys, the one who made the commandments. No, we have rules, Rabbi Isai. We have a set of rules that Hashem has to obey. Okay, this sounds like really spooky stuff. That's really what it says. Let's see, there's a Hashkifa. We wear tefillin, Hashem wears tefillin. In our tefillin, it says, Shvai Yisrael Hashem, Lokim Hashem Echad. But Hashem has tefillin. His tefillin, it says, Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael. Let's just see this Rashi of Hamircha and Marat of Hamircha. Ein Lohem Eid Mochiach B'mikra. There is no precedent for this word anywhere else in Tanakh. V'li Nira. Rashi says, I pierce Mishahu Loshem HaFrasha V'Havdolo. What it really means is separation. It's separation. Hafrasha v'havdola. What does it mean? Separation. What does that mean? Hevdalta l'chom elohei hanechol liyos l'chol elohim v'hu hifrishcha ilav me'am me'aretz liyos l'chol l'am sevula. U'metzas l'am eid v'hu l'oshan tiferes k'mo yis'amru kol poli oven. Yis'amru means they will glorify. They will separate. Rashi is working with the approach. The word hemircha means we have separated Hashem to be our God, and Hashem in turn has separated us to be the Am HaNivchar. That's how he learns. And the Targum, how does he translate this word over here? Hashem chatvoch. What does the word chatvoch in the Targum mean? So he says over here on the side, and this will conclude. The word means Lashon Roimimus Sumaila, elevation. Lashon Nesia, V'chein Ug Lashon HaKosev, K'zavios Mechuta Vois, Gvois V'nisa Ois. So in other words, what he's saying over here, V'chein, Rabbi Shrasha, B'tilim Mechuta Vois, Lashon Echidul, V'chein Ug Oven, V'chein Ug B'shas, Atem Asun Echativa Achas, but you made me a Chativa Achas, Rabbi Shrasha, Shavach Echad, praise. Shavach Miyuchod, V'oruch, V'shem Rechai, Chativ achas siur echad klama davar hanikar shein kamo unique. Okay, he's giving over here a whole bunch of perusha. Okay, so basically, on a very simple level, machlokes Rashi and Unkelis. Rashi means Hashem has separated you, and we in turn separate Hashem, and we separated Hashem. Unkelis doesn't mean separated, it means elevated. Hashem elevated us, and we have elevated Hashem. Okay, everybody, so I thank you very much for coming. It's very enjoyable to learn some Chumash and Rashi with some Unkelis. Can never go wrong. This is Mamish, the Aleph Beis of Torah. A wonderful night.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Time well spent. Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night. Mr. Ms. Glatter, how are you?